A reading from the beginning of the book of Ezra. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me. And he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Therefore, whoever among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. Let everyone who has survived, in whatever place he may have dwelt, be assisted by the people of that place with silver, gold, goods, and cattle, together with freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, everyone that is whom God has inspired to do so, prepare to go up to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors gave them help in every way, with silver, gold, goods, and cattle, and with many precious gifts, besides all their freewill offerings. Verbum Domini. The Lord has done marvels for us. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancte Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away.
Nebum Domini.
The Lord, the God of heaven, has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem. Blessed words for the exiles at the time. As Father Mark mentioned, I am the spiritual director at St. John Paul II Seminary. It's a college seminary. And one of the fun things that I very much enjoy is there's these red-blooded college men that come to the seminary and for the first time are staring down the barrel of celibacy and are looking at the prospect of this for the first time. It hits them like a ton of bricks because they all study at a university. And so there's beautiful women everywhere. And so it just affects them in a way that it hadn't before. And I just enjoy this because I'm cruel and I like to see them suffer. But also, because it's so important for the heart of a priest to long to see the beauty of the Lord in the world. That this is the beginning of the Lord doing something in these men's hearts, awakening longing to see the glory of God in the world. The Lord, the God of heaven, has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem. And how can we hear that and not think of Mary, the beauty of the house of God, and the joy that this would have brought to the people? Since the fall of Adam and Eve, we have forgotten what that looks like, what it looks like to see God in our midst. And we've lost that beauty. In a certain sense, we have covered it up. We have debased it. And so beauty no longer draws us upward and outward, but we keep it something here on earth. Try to bring it into our own experience, have control over it. You see this whenever you see a sunset, and our first reaction is to take a photo of it, right? This beauty, oh, we want to hold on to it. We can't lose it. We want to keep it in our grasp. And our hearts need to be stretched in longing so that we can see that beauty more and more, so that God can be seen in the world. This is the joy of the exiles hearing this message from Cyrus. We get to build a house. We get to see again God in our midst, God's presence, what that looks like. No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel. He places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. Jesus, the light of the world, did not come into our midst to be hidden, but to be revealed. And he reveals himself by giving himself to us, and we appropriate that same light and communicate it outward. This is why the saints in art always have a halo around them, because they glow, they radiate light. We see this in people. You're glowing. Don't we say to somebody who's in love, you're glowing, right? This is what Jesus is promising us, that he will build a house and we will be that house and communicate that to others, that light to others. That presence of God within us. And so what hopefully happens in the course of a man in seminary and in the course of our lives, but in a particular way for the course of the men in seminary, is that it starts to reverse when they see a couple on campus, you know, a young man and woman holding hands, and there's this pit in their stomach for just this, like, heartbreak for what they will never have. And they long for that. And what happens over time is that the reverse begins to take place, that that couple holding hands look at him, and they also recognize this beauty of communion, that he is living a life just as much in communion as they are, but more deeply because it is with God. This is what each of us is offered. For God to build a house within us, a place of communion, so that creation can again become a dwelling place of divinity. Jesus has lighted a lamp within us by giving us his very self. And so this intimacy, this hiddenness of what takes place in our hearts is not intended to always be hidden. Yes, we need this place of intimacy and hiddenness with him. But he wants to reveal it. He wants his beauty, his glory to be seen and known so that we can participate in his own life and we can draw many upward so that creation can again be what it was intended to be, an icon of the Creator, something that draws us in and then points us up so that longing for the face of God can be awakened in our hearts so that more and more in our daily lives we can behold him and the created things that we experience in our daily work and all that we do, we come to see the God who has made his dwelling in our midst.